If there's a God, he is laughing at us and our football team.
What the heck was that? That was the weirdest intro music yet. Well, there's a reason I played that. We're going to talk about that song, and we're going to talk about another version of that song as the music pick for this week. But that's at the end of the podcast. Before we begin, let's make the official start of the podcast. This is episode 1210. It's October the 5th, 2012. This is another entry into the audio diary of my journey to learn more about photography, roller coasters, music, and whatever else is on my mind. This week, we're going to ignore the roller coasters because our last podcast exclusively talked about roller coasters. And we were on location, riding coasters, riding rides, interviewing people. So guess what? This week, totally opposite. You're stuck with just me, and we're not going to mention much about coasters. Now, before you coaster geeks tune out or skip to the next track, I'm a card-carrying coaster geek, so I say that term lovingly. But before you leave, let me mention a couple things, and then I'll let you decide if you want to stick with it. If you go to coastergallery.com this week, I'm adding some new pictures. There are some pictures from Norway. So last week was Colorado, this week was Norway, so a little bi-continental update. I've also visited a new amusement park about a week and a half ago. So next week we're going to talk about that park. I'm going to give you some hints, let you figure out if you can determine which park it went to. But it was a new one to me, so stay tuned for that one. If you really hate the talk about photography and music, let me know. Send me an email at joel@coastergallery.com, or you can reach me on Facebook, or you can hit me up at coastergallery.com on Twitter. You can look for coastergallery.com on G+. Have I said the words coastergallery.com enough yet? Maybe not. One more. Coastergallery.com. Okay, I'm out. That's it. So let's switch to a talk about photography. I got a little rant that I have to get off my chest. Something that just, it's like nails on the chalkboard to me. Recently, I was at my church, and they were awarding Bibles to the third graders. It's kind of a tradition that they do at my church and a lot of churches. And, of course, all the parents were thrilled to take pictures, and there were a lot of cameras, tons of cell phones out. But this is what drove me nuts. Almost every one of them made noise. They beeped, they booped, they made little shutter noises. That drives me crazy. I hate that. And here's why. If you have a SLR camera, DSLR, or an old film SLR, by the way, the DSLR is digital single lens reflex. In an SLR camera, there's stuff in there that actually physically moves. The lens has to slap out of the, or the, not the lens, the mirror has to slap out of the way. The shutter opens, the shutter closes. There's a lot of stuff going on there. On an iPhone, guess what? It's all digital. There's nothing moving. There's no need to have a shutter noise. When you click the shutter on an iPhone or an Android, the speaker makes an old-fashioned shutter noise, kind of like the little audio clip that I use between segments on this podcast. You don't need it. Turn it off. You're in a quiet environment. I don't want to hear this cheesy sound effect. The other thing is, there were a lot of phones and cameras that beeped just by pushing a button. There was a lady one row in front of me that had to change some setting, and every keystroke, every button push she did to cruise through her menus made a beeping noise. That's annoying. So please, don't look like a cheesy amateur. Turn the sounds off your phone, especially in an environment like this. You know, try and show a little dignity in class. Now, there is one maybe exception, and I'm not a fan of it, but you might want to do it. Most SLRs have a function that allow the camera to beep once when you achieve that focus lock. I'm not a fan, and I've turned that feature off. How do I know that I'm in focus? I have two methods. Number one, if I look through the viewfinder, the little red light blinks on the area that it says is in focus. Number two, there's a setting on my camera and pretty much every other SLR that allows you to disable the shooting if it doesn't achieve focus lock. So if I'm shooting in a blank blue sky and there's nothing contrasty in it to focus on, so when I go to take a picture of that blue sky, I push the shutter button down halfway. It doesn't achieve focus lock. The little red lights do not light up, saying to me that it's reach focus lock. If I push the shutter button all the way down, nothing happens. I've disabled shooting without focus lock. This is not a bad method to do. It's a lot better than hearing the beep almost every time. The cool thing is, modern SLR cameras are very good at achieving the focus lock. You really don't need that beep because 99 times out of 100, you push the shutter button down halfway, it focuses on something. So there you go. There's my photography tip for this week on every camera. Big camera, little camera, cell phone camera. Turn the sounds off. I don't want to hear your shutter noise, please. And speaking of shutter noises, let's transition with this shutter noise. Okay, so let's go to cameras that are out of this world, literally. Ooh, bad pun alert. I'm sorry. The Mars Curiosity rover landed on Mars about 2 months ago, and it's just doing some amazing science. They've got some pictures, some data. They're scooping soil. They're shooting lasers. I mean, this thing is literally vaporizing rock with the landers. How cool is that? It also has 17 cameras, one little rover with 17 cameras. There are cameras on the mast, there are zoom lenses with 100 millimeter, there are wide angle lenses for navigation, there are close-up lenses, there are navigation cameras underneath it, pointing forward, pointing back, the hazardous cameras, the hazcams they call them, they're in stereo, the mast cams are in stereo, so you can get stereo images, just amazing stuff. But I recently read a couple articles online bad-mouthing these cameras because they're only 2 megapixels. I read this post going, oh, it's only 2 megapixels. My phone has 8, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, I want to talk about the challenges that those cameras have. And second of all, I wanted to address the whole megapixel war. So here comes another rant. The rover spent about almost a year in space trying to get to Mars. It was supposed to launch 2 years earlier. So this thing has been built for 4 or 5 years. Think about what camera you had 4 or 5 years ago. And then they had to build it, they had to design it, they had to test it, they had to certify it. This camera was actually designed and proposed in 2004. And you know what? A 2 megapixel camera with 8 gig of flash memory in 2004 was pretty darn state of the art. You know, I was still shooting on film back then. I don't even think I had my little cheesy handheld digital camera back in 2004. The other thing that sets these cameras apart from what you own is that your camera doesn't get subjected to the G-forces of launch and landing. This thing had the 7 minutes of terror to go from 13,000 kilometers an hour to stationary at the surface. It pulled like 12 Gs. It had, you know, the shocks of parachutes and rockets and landing and stuff. So, shockproofing. Second of all, this thing spent 9 months in cruise in interstellar space getting nuked by the sun, soaking up tons of cosmic rays and solar radiation. Your camera can't handle that. Number three, the highest temperature in the first 2 months of being on Mars was 42 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what, about 6 degrees Celsius? So that's pretty cold. Your camera might be able to run in 42 degrees Fahrenheit, but guess what? Every night, it's going down to about minus 90 degrees Celsius, or I'm sorry, 90 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about minus 65, minus 70 degrees Celsius. And it does it every day. So imagine taking your camera in, you know, the coldest freezer you've ever had. It's barely below zero. So every day, this thing is going from cold to bone chilling, you know, freezing, kill you in an instant kind of cold. You know, it has to withstand that day in, day out for years. So your SLR is not going to operate when it's minus 90. And it's relatively good weather there on Mars. It landed in the Martian spring. It's going to get down to minus 120 or even colder. So think about it. A camera that can be, you know, just perfect technically, that could see in infrared, ultraviolet, that can focus all over, that can, you know, do all this, withstand G-force, withstand cold temperatures, withstand radiation. That's not a simple task. So you know what? Hats off to NASA for pulling this off to make 17 cameras on Mars that are taking some amazing pictures. I think probably when I do the video version of this, I'll throw up a couple stills. Put on the red and blue glasses, or red and, are they red and blue? Red and green. I think they're red and blue. Anaglyph, I think is what they call them. Put on the 3D glasses, look at some of the 3D pictures, look at the gorgeous 2D, look at the close up, the 1909 penny that they have as a calibration target on the side of the rover, they're looking at individual dust grains. Just amazing the amount of technology there. So here's my point. Don't just go, oh, it's a 2-megapixel camera. It's cheesy. Don't go to the camera store and go, well, this one's 20 meg. This one's only 15. The 20 is better. It's not, okay? If you go to Best Buy, they get the little guy in the blue shirt that just looks at the card and goes, this one has more megapixels, so it's better. He's wrong, and I'll give you a good example. Canon, a few years back, was making these wonderful little compact cameras, about a $500 camera, incredibly sophisticated camera, had, I don't remember the exact number, I think it was about 15-ish megapixels, 15 or 18. It was called a G9. Photographers dug this. There were some photographers that just swore this is one of the best little cameras ever. So Canon said, well, let's come out with the next version. You know, 12 months later, they come out with the G10. It had a few more features, but it had a new sensor. It was the same size sensor, but it was more megapixels, like 22 or whatever it was. And the photographers hated it because it was a less quality. In the same space, they had to cram in more of these little sensors. So think of the sensors as being a little bucket of light. Well, these sensors or these buckets were smaller, and they didn't work as well in the dark or the low light. So think about it. If you're on Mars, you're a lot further away from the sun. It's kind of dark there. So even at noon, it's pretty dim. So you need big pixels, big buckets to soak up all those photons. So they're only, even though the sensor is about the size of a 35 millimeter piece of film, they're big buckets trying to soak up that light. So soak up that light or sop, one or the other. So these big pixel sensors are good at low light. So Canon came out with this G10. They were teenier sensors. They stunk. There were a lot of noise, a lot of grain in the dark in low light conditions. Photographers hated it. And the funny thing was, it was a sales flop. If you went to Amazon, the G9, the older version, was by far more expensive and by far sold a lot more than the G10. The G10 was quote, newer, cheaper. People weren't buying them. They were going back to the 9. So when the G11 came out, and I own a G12, which is the same sensor, it went back to the sensor as the 9. Megapixels does not equal quality. So get that in your head. I recently read Nokia is going to have a 40 megapixel sensor on a cell phone. Well, you know what? Those 40 megapixels are going to be crammed into the size of, oh, maybe the end of your pencil eraser. They're microscopic. They're not going to be that good. If you go to a full frame sensor, it's going to have maybe 15 to 20 on the size of, you know, bigger than a postage stamp. It's going to be much better quality. So there's my two photography rants. Megapixels does not equal quality, and turn off the noise. It's time to switch gears totally now and go back to this music. Let me play two different versions of the same song, and then we'll discuss.
Wonderful effing place. I can see it from the highway, and I'm wondering, are they effing in their yards, effing in their cars, effing in the trailers and the back roads and the parking lots of Effington, making my way to Normal, Illinois. I can see it from the highway, and I'm wondering, are they effing in their yards, effing in their cars, effing in the trailers in the back roads and the parking lots of Effington, making my way to Normal, Illinois.
That was two different versions of the song Effington by Ben Folds. You may know Ben Folds 5, which was actually a trio, but 5 sounded better than 3. You may know Ben Folds as a judge on I can't remember what it was. It wasn't the X Factor or American Idol or The Voice. It was another one of those knockoff shows, but it was all a cappella groups. So Ben Folds did this original song, and then a few years later, he did the a cappella version. That's entirely him. How much time does it take in the studio to record yourself doing all those different parts, dub them all together? That's pretty cool talent. So I hope you enjoy it. I like the song for a number of reasons. Number one, it's kind of funny. I love the terms of Effington. I grew up near Bloomington Normal, Illinois, and there's an Effingham, Illinois, which is where he got the inspiration. I love the term, if there's a God, he's laughing at us and our football team, because you know what? My college had a lousy football team, so that hit home. And I love the talent of just one guy making all the noises on this one track. That's pretty cool, if you ask me. If you want to hear all of the song, go to coastergallery.com, click on the podcast link, and look at the show notes for episode 12, 10. You know the deal. It's an Amazon link. You buy it, I will get maybe one whole cent of the 99 cents you'll spend on it. So if you do that, hey, thanks for supporting coastergallery.com. So next week, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to go a little bit about photography. I'm going to talk about zoom lenses versus prime lenses with Jeff. If you have a zoom lens, I'm going to give you a couple techniques that are going to work on any camera to improve your photography. So definitely stick around for that. And then for the coaster folks, Jeff and I are going to debate about wooden coasters with loops. There are a few major news items going on in the world of roller coasters this month. They are building a wooden roller coaster with two corkscrew rolls. And then they just tore down the first roller coaster, first wooden roller coaster, that had a loop. Son of Beast in Kings Island in Ohio, near Cincinnati, Ohio, debuted, 12 years ago with a loop. They tore the loop out after 4 or 5 years because of some serious problems. The coaster sat for about 3 years recently, and now they're turning it into toothpicks. So Jeff and I are going to debate, was that really a good coaster or not? And then the future with these coasters that are going to come out with loops. So that'll be an interesting topic. And then we're going to come out with another contest. I mentioned going to this new park. It was new to me. It may be new to you. Maybe something you don't know of. I recorded a couple audio hints while I was there at the park that we'll play. And then we'll let you see if you can guess it. And as usual, if you don't guess it, you know what? Stick around. The pictures are going to come out on Coaster Gallery anyway. I promise I'm going to get some better prizes once the podcast is a little more successful. But for now, you just get a little preview if you get the coaster right. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening to my rants about photography and some of my music loves. I hope you got a little bit out of it. If there's things you like or things you don't like, any feedback you want to do, please let me know. Send me an email, hit me on Facebook, send me a tweet, post a message at G+. There's lots of ways to get involved. This is still a new podcast. My diary is going to change. When I hear more people say, I want to hear more about this or less about this, I'm going to change a little bit. So let me know what you think. So here's my assignment. Get your camera, get your cell phone, turn the sound off, get used to shooting. Go out and take some pictures. Right now, the leaves in Colorado here are gorgeous. So I'm going to go take pictures because I enjoy that. And then I'd like to go ride some roller coasters because I enjoy that too. So go out and do something that you enjoy this week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. I push the butter. Yeah, there's one for the blooper reel.